Hey, everybody.
I did not remember if we have a thing for introducing bonus content or if I do it.
This is technically not bonus content. This is going to everybody.
Well, I mean, it's extra.
It's extra, but
it's
not
a thing
bonus.
We do every year.
This is not a Patreon bonus. Folks, it's Boxing Day.
St. Stephen's Day.
We are here.
Day after Christmas, as Ben Folds says.
Correct. We are here at the Dollywood Dreammore Resort. Branded.
It's all one word, even though the M is capitalized. You don't have to hit that pause so hard.
It's
Dreammore.
Dreammore feels like the name of a sleep aid. Dreammore sounds like some branded feelings. Branded good feelings.
It is branded and it is good feelings here at the Dolly Parton's Dreammore Resort.
We're sitting next to a gigantic, probably 15-foot Christmas tree.
I mean, in wrestling terms, that was a 40-foot tree.
We're by the swimming hole. The swimming hole's right out here. Mm-hmm. It's closed for the season.
Yeah. There's dancing Christmas trees and a barn where they do s'mores and bedtime stories for the kids.
Dolly Parton's secret box that cannot be opened until her 100th birthday is over to our left.
Yeah, I don't know if people know about how you can come to Dollywood's Dreammore Resort and see a secret song in a treasure box that will be revealed on Dolly Parton's 100th birthday, which means it's like, it's got to be as good as Jolene, right? If they're going through all that.
It's about her value as a person. I know that's what the caption says. But we have gifts. We have gifts in front of us.
We do. We have presents.
Mine has an exclamation mark on it. To Matt, exclamation mark.
Mm-hmm. Mine says to Sims. No exclamation mark.
It has a penguin.
It doesn't have a penguin, though. But it's like, the penguin is like, here. It's a very, very subtle penguin gift.
All right, who's going first? Well,
we also have our wives here.
We do?
Yeah.
I didn't know if they wanted to jump on the show or not.
Just got a shrug and a quiet shake of the head, so no. All right, you go first, because you know what yours is.
Yes, I do know what this is, but I'm going to be excited when I see it, because it's exciting. Because it is...
It was the first present I bought this year.
A Super Nintendo Entertainment System Classic Edition, including the never-released Star Fox 2.
That's right.
Donkey Kong Country, F-Zero, Super Mario Kart, Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past, and more. Now, Chris, you have one of these.
I do.
I have a question.
Yes.
The cord,
mm-hmm.
The controller cord.
Yes.
Short?
Extremely short. Like, sit on the floor in front of the television short, which that first time you play it, I recommend you do, because it does, like, really underline that nostalgia.
Sure.
Because you are looking up at the TV as Super Metroid begins.
Sure.
But yeah, like, you're maybe going to want to swing by GameStop and see if they got those wireless ones that you can use.
You did complain about your back hurting.
My back did hurt. I did think about going to Target and buying some, like a little cushion from the Chip and Joanna Gaines collection so that I could have something to sit on.
Who would have thought that when we hit our 30s, we would also have physical distress from trying to do the stuff we did as kids, which was sitting around.
Which was sitting. Which was video games. I get tired reading now. Alright, I guess I'm going to open mine. Mine has a ribbon, like a very... Like,
that's all Marlene. I have to give Marlene complete props. I want to show you this. It lines up.
That's beautiful.
It's like wonderfully done.
Like, I like wrapping
this is
gifts.
Like The Shining.
It's dope.
Yeah.
Now, did you like? How did you manage to line that up? Or
you
was
know
it
what's
just
really
a...
funny? That was an accident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a straight up accident, but I was like just trying to get it so that it didn't fold over onto the like other side because
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's messy.
Yeah.
So I tried to make it as pretty as possible. And it's just a perfectly, like, box shape, so it was easy to wrap.
That was Wrapping Corner, our new segment, our hot new segment.
Can I be a member of that, Wrapping Corner?
Yes.
Cool.
Sometimes we'll do Wrapping Corner with a W. Sometimes we'll do Wrapping Corner, no W.
Well, I was thinking, are you familiar with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Christmas special where they do a song called The Wrap Wrap? I wish everyone could have seen that uninterested but horrified face on Matt Wilson.
Well, my name is Santa, and I'm here to say, put your presents in paper in a really nice way.
Now I got me physical media.
I got you some physical media.
Oh, no.
It's the Star Trek Ultimate Collection.
That's very good.
The Stardate Collection. 10 movies on Blu-ray disc. This is very exciting. This... This goes up through Nemesis, which is really the only one I'm interested in. But you know I love Star Trek Nemesis.
Oh yeah, Shinzon.
Shinzon! He's great. He's great. This also, I'm guessing this also has Insurrection, which is trash.
It's got every movie.
Yeah, it's got them all. And two bonus discs.
Two bonus discs.
How much can they fit on two Blu-rays of bonus content?
It's a lot of Shatner talking.
Oh.
Didn't you like Insurrection?
No, no, no. We like Nemesis. Insurrection is the one that, with the guy with the face.
Yeah.
And they're on the planet.
Yeah,
they're on the horny planet.
It's like an Insurrection. Yeah. Insurrection's like a two-part episode of the show.
Like a real rough one.
Oh, I liked that one. I did not like Nemesis.
Okay. Nemesis had Shinzon, who's like a young Captain Picard. But
Tom Hardy as a young
Tom Hardy.
I'm only interested in Tom Hardy's bad tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm
basically looks like if Romulans have bad tattoos, he looks like he has them.
I'm interested in how much Tom Hardy loves dogs.
Yeah.
I'm always interested in that.
Does he love dogs?
He must love dogs.
Loves dogs. Look at look up pictures on the internet of Tom Hardy holding dogs in his coat.
Oh.
Because that guy will hold a dog in his coat.
Oh.
I love this. This is great. I'm very excited about this. 10 original movies and additional content. What is the additional content?
All the bonus content.
Matt, good news. The spirit of the Enterprise lives on in the heart-stopping action and unforgettable characters.
Whatever.
Like before.
Yeah. Whatever DVD extras there were on all 10 movies are on those bonus discs.
It.
So expect some interviews with DeForest Kelly.
It's got the Captain's Summit on here, which is very exciting.
Oh, so that's going to be... Picard, that's going to be Patrick Stewart and William Shatner talking at a table for 20 minutes.
Talking at a table and not including Avery Brooks.
Something that was definitely, or with Kate Mulgrew, or Scott Bakula.
Yeah, Scott Bakula's not getting on here.
But that's going to be probably what was a DVD extra from Generations.
Yes, probably so. But it does have subtitles in Portuguese. Also, it has individual listings for every movie to tell you it's in HD on this box. I love it. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
So we have two additional presents. Do you want to open?
Okay, I can open mine. Really
okay, Aiden's present. I mean, this is a present for you to choose at some point in the future.
You know you like baking.
I love it. I love this Bed Bath & Beyond gift card.
You're welcome.
Yes, we were thinking, Aiden... probably would love a baking thing, but we don't know what baking thing she has.
Yeah.
So she can get her own baking thing.
Yeah. It sounds basic, but I know it's like right up your alley.
Yeah.
That's so thoughtful, and I'm incredibly embarrassed. Now, Marley, would you like to open the package in front of you?
Can I say something? They didn't get me a gift. You know what? It's fine, because it's not what Christmas is about.
That's true.
You know what it's about? Jesus.
I have some good news for you here in Pigeon Forge.
Is it a Jesus thing? It's wrapped there. Oh, what is it? Rider. Is it a knife?
It is a knife.
Oh my god! Matt!
Did you get that at the Smoky Mountain Knife Works?
Wait, listen to this shit. For 10 years, the Rough Rider brand has followed the tradition of Teddy Roosevelt. First sentence. First sentence on the box.
That's pretty great.
I don't need to read the rest of it, because that's awesome.
Is that from Smoky Mountain Knife Works?
I took a trip to Smoky Mountain Knife Works, the world's largest knife store.
Holy shit.
Please be careful. I did make sure to have them sharpened before I left.
It's in a sheath.
Yeah.
It's in a sheath.
This is fucking amazing. Can you curse on this box?
Yes. I don't know if you can curse at Dollywood, though.
Oh, because of Jesus. Matt, I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Okay.
So we went.
That's only fair.
We went to the world's largest knife store, Smoky Mountain Knife Works, and when they say world's largest knife store, they are absolutely not kidding. It has three floors.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called the Blade Cave. That's where they keep all the pop culture related knives.
Like if all your Game of Thrones
yes.
swords your and your Highlander swords. Mm-hmm.
If a character from Naruto has thrown something at someone, you will find it at Smoky Mountain Knife Works.
If you need a perfect replica of Sting from Lord of the Rings, yeah. they got it.
They got Needle. They got
sure,
Needle
they
now.
Got Needle.
All the named swords. Sasuke. He's got stuff up in there. So that is a knife. And Matt, I have a matching one.
Knife brothers.
We are now knife bros.
Do you have to cut your hand and then smash it together?
No, I just bought them. Oh. I kept the receipt as well. So.
This is pointless.
It's actually very pointed.
What's interesting about this Teddy Roosevelt knife is that it was made in Pakistan.
His home.
Teddy Roosevelt was like, bully.
Stop waving it around.
Go to South Asia and make me a knife.
Please stop holding it loosely and waving it.
Isn't this what Teddy Roosevelt would do, though?
It's what he would want.
You know Teddy Roosevelt talked while waving knives around all the time.
So I have good news for you.
Very dangerous to be his aides.
On the bottom floor, they have knife sharpening with a sign that says, no scissors, no machetes, no swords.
No scissors.
They don't sharpen scissors.
They don't sharpen scissors.
But they will sharpen knives. So I got my pocket knife sharpened up.
Great.
And I got these sharpened up. And I was like, you know, hey, I got this pocket knife and it came out dull. So when I bought these, I wanted to get it. And the guy started telling me about how Rough Rider, do you know who owns the Rough Rider brand of knives? It's not Teddy Roosevelt.
Is it DMX?
That would be RUFF. It's the owner of Smoky Mountain Knife Works. It's the house brand, and they stand by the quality.
That's great. My guess would have been one of the two Canadian football teams called the Rough Riders.
There are two.
Both in the Canadian Football League, and they're both called the Rough Riders.
That seems like a conflict that would be pretty easy to avoid.
They're two different teams.
Is this a Canadian thing where they're like, oh, I'm just too polite to tell them that our team is also named the Rough Riders? Well, my wife has left me.
She went to the bathroom.
Okay.
What I remember about this, I haven't been to the Smoky Mountain Knife Works in many years. Uh-huh. Probably 15 years.
Well, Matt, they still have the Nazi ship. Is that what you were wondering?
Oh, my God.
That was not my question. Okay. My question was going to be, like, what I recall from Smoky Mountain Knife Works is that even though it's not all knives, mm-hmm. it's mostly knives.
There's a surprising amount of floor space given over to non-knife products. But it still leaves a lot of room for a great deal of
knives. I have a recollection of, like, beef jerky.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, a little grocery store.
Beef jerky. I definitely recall that.
They have an impressive collection of signs, like tin signs that say things like, I don't call 911, and then there's, like, a picture of a gun. Although they have a lot of knives that are shaped like guns.
Though I don't recall them selling guns.
They definitely sell gun accessories.
Yeah.
But I don't think they sell, like... I think they might sell, like, air rifles.
Okay. Well, a good haul this year.
Yes, I got some Star Trek movies, and Aiden is going to get some baking supplies.
Baking supplies, Nintendo,
Matt's
going to
get murdered.
Yeah, and I'm going to get murdered
by this Rough Rider knife. In 1898, 23,000 men volunteered to ride with Teddy Roosevelt. But he only handpicked 2,000. The men hailed from every corner of the country. They were Princeton football players, full-blooded Pawnee Indians, trail-wise cowboys, aristocratic Englishmen, polo players, and even Rhodes Scholars.
Now both of our wives have gone.
They came from every... They just don't want to learn about history. They came from every state and social class. Those men became one of the best fighting forces in history. They became his Rough Riders. Mm-hmm. I wonder if any of them were from Pakistan where this knife was made.
The steel is from Pakistan. And it's quality steel.
I'm sure Teddy Roosevelt would approve.
So that's it. I think we're going to head over to Dollywood theme park.
We are going to head over to Dollywood theme park.
The theme park that Dolly Parton made about herself and how great she is, where you can go see all of her Grammys.
And all of her family members perform.
Really?
Yeah, almost every performer is in her family.
Because she is one of 12 brothers and sisters.
She's got lots of cousins. Like, almost everyone who performs at Dollywood is in her family.
That's amazing. All right, well... Let's go do that. Maybe we'll record something else. But if not, Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you had a good one.
Yep, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This will be going up before the end of 2017. We'll see you in 2018 for the Gordies. If you haven't sent any categories yet, send them to warrocketpodcast@gmail.com.
Now I gotta figure out how to carry around these Star Trek Blu-rays in Dollywood. Yeah.